media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here today. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Villanova Wildcats, Mark Ferrante. Good morning, Coach Ferrante.
Good morning, Rob. How are you today?
I'm doing just fine. A weekend off for you guys and a week of practice to heal up. Talk to me about how you spent the week, and did you get some guys back and some guys healthy?
Well, it was a good week for us. We did what most guys, I was listening to a lot of the other guys on the previous conference calls that had buys earlier than us, and it seems like everyone else is almost on the same schedule. What we did is, you know, we came after the JMU game, brought them in Sunday, cleaned up the mistakes on that with film and everything, and then they were off Monday, Tuesday, and our coaches were on the road recruiting. Then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we had practices, but they were shorter in nature of time, and you know, that was good. We focused more on, you know, what we're doing than, you know, looking too far ahead into Elon, our upcoming opponent. And then normally what we've done in the past is we go Saturday off, Sunday practice, and then Monday off, which is our normal week-to-week schedule. But we gave them 2 days in a row. So we gave them off Saturday and Sunday, and we actually just got off the practice field about an hour ago this morning. So we got our first practice in the books today. You know, so we had the three practices last week that were abbreviated, and then, you know, we had our game week prep practice this morning.
You guys certainly have been through your share of injuries, especially on the offensive side of the ball, and trying to work in a couple of really young quarterbacks in Jack Shetlick and Kyle McCloskey. How nice was it to be able to get them a full week extra work in?
Oh, it was good. It was really good. Getting those extra reps and, you know, giving them an opportunity to do. We did a lot more team than we did individual. So, and then, you know, we'll probably talk about it here in a minute, but, you know, playing Elon with Tony Trisciani down there as their coordinator, and he's pretty much put in the Villanova defense that he was here running with Billy Crocker and the guys when he was with us. So, you know, even though we weren't specifically game prepping for Lehigh, when we went good on good, offense versus defense, it was kind of like the offense was prepping for Elon. I said Lehigh. Elon, because of, you know, Tony being down there running the same defense. So it was good to give them those extra three practices, as well as getting today's practice in.
Have you thought any more about what you might do with the two quarterbacks? I know they both played in the JMU game, or are you just trying to play that one by ear a little bit?
We're probably going to go with Kyle, the guy that finished the game at JMU. Give him the opportunity to start the game this week. And then, you know, Jack's got to be on the ready as well. So, you know, both young guys, both not overly experienced. But, you know, we're going to go with the guy who moved the ball a little bit better than our last opponent. Obviously, that's a tough opponent to be going against to try to determine which guy you're going to go with playing number one team in the country. But Kyle came in and gave us a little spark in the second half, so we're going to try to ride that out, it looks like.
We're here with Villanova head coach Mark Ferrante. If you have a question for him, just hit star one on your keypad, and we've got a couple in queue if you'll get those for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Eric Watkins with VSports.com.
Good morning, Coach. Wanted to see two things, if you could update us on. Guys, given the week off that you had, who do you expect back from an injury perspective that perhaps didn't play at JMU but is now available for Elon? And what do you view as the keys against Elon?
The only guy that looks like we might get back, well, Simon Miguelis is back, but he played a little bit in the JMU game, our tight end. And then Louis Chazar, our right guard, we're hoping is back. He has been practicing a little bit last week, non-contact. He's going to get in contact this week, and hopefully he'll be back to, you know, plug right in there at the right guard. So those are really only updates on the defensive side of the ball. Excuse me, on either side of the ball, especially the offensive side of the ball that has didn't play in a JMU game. As far as the keys of the game, really don't change much for us. We got to control the ball and hopefully get a few turnovers from them. That's always going to make a huge difference in a game, as we see week in and week out, no matter who's playing. You know, usually the team that turns it over the least has a chance to win the game. So that's key number one. Key number two, we got to be able to have a balanced attack. We can't expect these young freshman quarterbacks and redshirt freshman quarterbacks to be able to sit in the pocket and throw it 30, 40 times a game. We got to be able to help them with a run game, as well as be able to mix it up with the pass game. And then if our defense continues to play the way they're doing and have the ability to stop the run, You know, that gives us a real fair chance. So we just, and then we got to try to win the special teams battle. You know, you can't win one third of the game, either offense, defense, or special teams by itself. You got to try to claim two of the three to have a shot. And, you know, we're playing a really good team coming up in Elon, and, you know, they're doing a great job. And I see their young quarterback came out and had his career day passing. So, you know, we got to be able to stop both. But our defense done doing a great job against the run, so hopefully that will continue as well.
Thank you, Coach.
Your next question is from the line of Christopher Heidel with Herb Sports Radio.
Hey, Coach Mark, how you doing?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Doing great. What is the difference between Elon this year and last year? I know coaches don't, you know, I know they got a new coach, but can a new coach really turn a team around in 1 year, or you don't see it more probably maybe two or three down the road?
Well, you know what? It's apparent that they can, because Coach Houston came in his first year and won a national championship just a year ago. So, you know, they're doing a great job. They're playing with confidence from what I can see on film. You know, the ball's bouncing their way a couple times, so they're catching some breaks along the way. But when you prepare well and you play hard and you execute well, you're going to get those bounces. You're going to kind of create the luck. Luck just doesn't happen. So, is that the coaching staff? You know, Tony's one of our guys, so I'd like to think it's the coaching on the defensive side of the ball that's getting them going. But they're doing well on offense too. So, you know, but hey, can it be coaching? I guess by looking at the outcome, and as I just mentioned, looking at the outcome that James Madison had a year ago, I guess it can be.
And what did you do during the bye week? A lot of coaches do a lot of recruiting. Did you go out and do some recruiting? Did you just take a week off to clear your mind? What did you do?
Me personally?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, I went out a little bit. I saw a game on Friday night, a local game down here, and had an opportunity to see some guys that either have, you know, decided to come our way or guys we're still taking a good evaluation at. Had a couple meetings on campus Monday and Tuesday, so I wasn't able to get out and go to the schools as much as I thought. Maybe I was going to try to sneak out Monday and Tuesday while our guys were on the road and visit a couple guys with them, but I was not able to do that because I had some functions here on campus. So cleared our head a little bit because we weren't with the guys every day, but, you know, bottom line is, you know, we just got to continue to find a way to go out there and put a plan together and try to get a win next this coming Saturday.
Well, good luck on Saturday.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Mark, we've talked about your defense a lot on this call, but you guys, number one in the nation right now in rushing, under 50 yards a game, and have shut down some pretty stout rushing attacks, and you suffered some pretty significant losses to graduation in the offseason. Who are some of the young guys that have stepped up, and how much talk is there among your defensive guys, the tradition that's handed down from year to year that allows that unit to be good, so good?
Well, the young guys that have stepped up are the defensive ends, because our nose guards are the same. Two of the three linebackers are the same. And, you know, we lost Rob, but the whole secondary was pretty much the same until Rob went down. So it's really the defensive ends. Aaron Siegel and Jafonte Johnson are two redshirt sophomores that are doing a great job for us, and their backups are two true freshmen, Trajan Anderson and Malik Fisher. So those four guys have been playing really well, and they're doing their job. You know, they're not making a ton of plays statistically, but they're allowing the Ed Shockleys of the world and the Jeff Steves of the world and Rashawn Stewart's at safety of the world to make the plays, but just by doing their job up front, you know, on the defensive end position. And then our nose guards must be doing a great job as well, you know, Brian White and Ricky Young, but they've been there, so they have the experience. So they've been doing a super job. If you talk to our defense, they definitely do pride themselves in it, but they don't talk about, you know, the tradition step down week in and week out. Their main focus, and you'll hear Ed Shockley and the guys talk about it, is they want to approach every game and stop the run. And then the back end guys take pride in being able to cover, you know, whether it's man or whether it's zone or whatever we're asking them to do on their assignments. So, you know, but they're playing real stout run defense right now, and I didn't even realize, I didn't look at statistics or anything, so you just said we're number one in the country, which I was unaware of, so that's always great. But, you know, the bottom line is we got to start scoring more points, and they got to continue to give up as few as possible for us to start winning some games.
before I let you go, last one, three of your last four, you guys have certainly been on the road a lot in the first half of the schedule, but finished with 3-4 at home and 2-0 at home this season and haven't given up a point at home. How nice and how important is this home stretch for you?
Well, when you mentioned what you just mentioned, and it's great to be home, first of all. You know, it's really good to be off the road, being a bye this week and then the next two. So we're not traveling on a plane, bus, or automobile for the next, you know, for the next 3 weeks, which is great. And, you know, we've only had two home games, and we were fortunate enough to have two shutouts. So if that trend continues, I'll be extremely excited.
All right. Mark, thanks as always for the time today, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
Appreciate it, Rob. Thank you.
All right.